This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
105.7 WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A bill at the state capitol would help people preparing to exit incarceration get substance abuse treatment. Under the bill, which had a hearing at the state capitol Tuesday, the State Department of Health Services would be allowed to request Medicaid reimbursement for medication-assisted treatment. Dr. Laura Hawks is a clinician and public health researcher. She testified on behalf of the Medical College of Wisconsin yesterday and says Wisconsin is unique. The legislature needs to sign off on letting the state DHS even request what's called a Medicaid 1115 reentry waiver. That waiver, Hawks says,
and it allows for states to use Medicaid funds to pay for services in the lead up prior to release. Again, this would create many opportunities that doesn't have to be focused on substance use disorders. But if the bill was to focus on substance use disorders only, it would still allow for people who have opioid use disorder and other forms of addiction to receive care prior to release. So they weren't stuck in that no man's land without care, without the medications that they need to reduce overdose.
The legislation has bipartisan support, including from Chippewa Valley officials. Republican State Senator Jesse James and State Representative Clint Moses have both signed on to the bill, as well as Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jody Emerson. State Senator James spoke at the hearing on Tuesday, clarifying that the bill would not expand Medicaid coverage, but simply allow incarcerated individuals who would otherwise qualify for Medicaid coverage to receive substance abuse treatment.
Notably, this legislation does not expand Medicaid coverage for anyone who would not have been eligible for it beforehand. Does not expand Medicaid coverage. The federal government will pay the cost of reimbursement, and Wisconsin citizens and taxpayers will reap the benefit.
If passed into law, the Department of Health Services would need to submit the request for the waiver by January 1st, 2027. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has announced the opening of its new cancer center at the former St. Joseph's Hospital site in Chippewa Falls. It's been nearly 2 years since HSHS announced the hospital closures in the region, leaving Chippewa Falls residents without quick access to emergency care and other critical services. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative purchased the site over the summer, saying they could partially reopen it by the end of the year to serve as a stopgap while plans for a new independent community hospital developed in Lake Halley. The new cancer center will provide residents a closer place to home to receive the health care that they need. According to a press release, the center will provide medical oncology and infusion therapy, on-site specialty oncology pharmacy, and patient navigation and survivorship programs. Officials also say plans to offer radiation therapy are being fast-tracked to launch next year. The cooperative is also working to bring full hospital services back to the site in 2026, including inpatient, surgical, and emergency care, as well as labor and delivery services. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley announced a number of changes at the Department of Public Instruction this week as state lawmakers questioned the agency's ability to handle accusations of sexual misconduct by school staff. Among those changes was the launch of a new online database expanding the public's ability to see teacher licenses that have been revoked or suspended. During a state Senate committee hearing on Tuesday, Dr. Underley added that she wants to close the private school loophole that allows teachers to teach without a license. A group of Republican state lawmakers also introduced legislation seeking to create specific penalties for grooming. According to a press release from State Senator Jesse James, the proposed bill would create a new criminal offense that specifically defines and penalizes grooming a child for sexual activity under state law. The legislation would make grooming a Class G felony, defining it as a course of conduct, pattern of behavior, or series of acts intended to condition, seduce, or entice a child for the purpose of sexual activity or exploitation. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block a U.S. Department of Education rule restricting eligibility for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The program aims to forgive federal student loans for public service employees after 10 years of qualifying work. Trump administration officials say the new rule would remove organizations that do work with what they call substantial illegal purposes. The lawsuit argues that the rule unlawfully targets organizations that work with immigrants and transgender youth. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Greater Chippewa Valley are calling for support from the community amid a significant decrease in government funding. According to a press release, organization officials say they're facing critical gaps in the resources they typically provide for area families, limiting their ability to give kids a safe place to go after school. They're calling on community members, businesses, and other Chippewa Valley organizations to help out with donations, sponsoring their programs, or just spreading the word about their funding needs. Wisconsin residents who love spending their time outdoors have a new place to buy merchandise to support conservation efforts in the state. This week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the launch of their new official online merchandise store, featuring things like muskie shirts, Smokey Bear mugs, and Wisconsin State Park System posters. According to a press release, all of the proceeds raised from the sale of DNR merchandise will directly support conservation efforts like environmental education programs and community outreach initiatives. With proposals for more major construction projects in Eau Claire, officials are seeking more community input. City officials say they're hoping for more communication with residents about the day-to-day impact of these proposed projects, including renovations on the Dewey Street Bridge and upgrades to the Chippewa River State Trail. They're also hoping for residents to participate in a planned study that would see Farwell Street in the downtown area reduced from 4 lanes to 2 lanes in an effort to improve pedestrian accessibility and open up more parking. For 105.7 WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. For the latest news, go to WCFW.fm.
A victory for the Golden Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat Southern University in Milwaukee 100-82. Head coach Shaka Smart.
The way that we've built our roster, the way we've built our team, we have quite a few young guys, meaning freshmen and sophomores, that, let's be honest, their best basketball is ahead of them. But the way to get to that, they need some game reps. They need some opportunity.
The Badgers play tomorrow night against Northern Illinois in Madison. It's the Bucks and the Bulls at Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers have reviewed the tape of their loss to Carolina. I talked to linebacker Rashawn Gary.
You know, as a defense, just trying to go out the field. We understood, how they wanted to attack us. We just got to be better at getting off the field. That's one thing that frustrated me. But we're going to come back, correct it, because we got a big game coming up.
It's the Packers and the Eagles at Lambeau Field on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 53 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered light showers will drop down to around 41 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, becoming partly cloudy with a few sprinkles in the afternoon and a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.